page 270. Other passage 270. We're up to, let's see, the Shavarti Briach Damesek. Okay, we are describing.
Is 11 up? Do you want to?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Sounds good now. Okay, so after Pasuk Hey of the Shavarti Briach Damesek, I'm going to break the bar of Damesek, which is the security. The security gate of Damesek, Vichrati Yoshev Mibikas Oven, I will cut down those who live in the valley of Oven. That is a code word, an expression referring to Damesek, referring to Aram. Vissameh Shevet Mibes Eden, and I will be Saimech, which means I will hold on to, which we'll see what it means in a moment. Vigalu Am Aram Kira, and they will go into exile. Okay, so let's see what all of this means over here. First, in the Mitzvot David, Mitzvot Pasuk Hey, and this is a continuation of the first Nevuah, the winding down of the first Nevuah of Amos in regard to Damesek. Amos, before he comes to Klal Yisrael, is going to give a whole series of prophecies regarding the Umos Ha'olam, and according to most Mefarshim, these are prophecies of punishment in response to the harm and pain and suffering they have caused Klal Yisrael. So we learned yesterday about what were their sins. We learned yesterday about the Shalosha Pishei Damesek V'al Arba Lo Yashivenu, all the different interpretations, the wars they waged, or in regard to the fact that they did not allow the Jewish people to enter their land as refugees in times of danger, or referred to the Agimel of the Averos Chamuros, Avodah Zarah, Gilareish V'Chastamim, and then the torture of their fellow men, or the torture of Klal Yisrael, that we all discussed in detail the last 2 days. But now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to hone in on the response. What is the response? The severe punishment. Mitzudos Tavu Pasek Hey Hashem, I'm going to smash the Bariach, the bar of Damesek. Ritzon Leimar Ha'oyev Yavai Ba Kilu Nishmu Habrichim V'Niftechu Hasharim. The enemy will penetrate. This refers to, we learned yesterday, Sancheirev, Melech Ashur. He will penetrate the defenses of Damesek and will conquer. V'soymech Shevet. Now, what is a hard expression? Ritzoyna Loimar. Echrois, I will cut down. According to the Mitzudos, the word Vishavarti is repeated. It's very common. We've been learning Nach for a while, and we know that the style of writing in the Nevi'im Achroinim is to repeat words. We repeat a word multiple times in the Pasuk in order to give it meaning. So when it's the Pasuk should be read as if it said, Vishavarti, I will cut down the Bariach Damesek, Vichrati, next is Vichrati, I will cut off Yoshev Nibikas Oven, and then you have to repeat the word Vichrati a second time, or the word Vishavarti a second time. You have to inject in between the words Nibikas Oven and the word Vissoimech, another word. And you can choose. According to the Mitzudos, it says, we should use the word Echres. Vihichrati should be repeated. I will cut off a Soimech. All of the nations that support this tribe, this land, Aram and Damesek, I will cut them down so they will be left helpless. Eden is a name of a place in Aram, a place, I guess, near Damesek. Ritzon Leimar, one more time, the words of the second line in the Mitzvot on page 271. The Soimech Shevet, Ritzon Leimar, Echrois I'll cut off, Soimech Shevet, Mibes Eden, Val HaMoshel Yoimar. This refers to the leader, Shehu Oiches HaShevet, the leader holds on to the rod, Lirdois Boyes HaMechuyav, to beat, to hit, to exercise judgment against those who are guilty. And here it says that I will cut off the leader who holds in his hand the rod of authority from the place of Eden. Eden is a place. It's nothing more than a place which we probably are not too familiar with today. Maybe we are. Any
it's interesting. I've said this before, that every place U.S. that begins with Beth,
yes,
as some either is found either in Tanakh or Mishnah or their Bible, but there's no place called Beth Eden. There's no town or city. It's rare that there isn't. I mean, there are churches by that name, but that I found that I looked.
But there are no cities.
And base oven, the same thing. You don't see any place. But everywhere else,
what
about Mount Eden?
Mount Eden. Okay, but that's not base headed. It doesn't start with Beth. All the other Beths that you can think of in the U.S. have a source. Like Bethpage, Bethesda, Bethlehem.
Interesting.
For some reason, doesn't have.
The Mitsudo Sion clearly says that it's the name of a place, Mibes Eden. It's a name of a city. Back to the Mitsudos Dov, what is Kira? Kira literally means a city, but here the Mitsudos Dov, it says it's also the name of a particular city. The name of the city was called Kira. Kira El Kir. First, he said, V'hushay Mokim, V'chinemar, V'yag Leho, Kira. It's the name of a place. So in this passage, there are basically four expressions. There are four expressions. Number one is V'shavarti, B'riach Damesek. The defenses of Damesek will be cut down. Number two, V'chrati Yoshev Mibikas Oven. The people who live in this valley called Oven will be cut off. Their inhabitants, the citizens. Number three is the leadership. V'soymech will be cut down. V'soymech Shevet Mibes Eden. The leaders who hold the power of authority in Eden. And the fourth thing is V'golu Am Aram. And the people who live, the nation of Aram, they will go into exile. Where? To a place called Kira. Name of a place, that's where they will seek refuge. Who says this? Omar Hashem. Rashi. Pasekev v'bikas oden mokoim hu ba'aram. Okay, it's the name of a place. V'samech shevet v'aved shultan. K'mo lo yosu shevet. The word shevet is a metaphor for a leader. Al shem sha moishel roide esom. B'maklois, the leader rules over his people with a staff. To hit, it's a symbol, to hit, to exercise judgment. Power symbol.
Like the shardit has a hug in Esther.
In Esther. What's the gavel of a judge? What is that for? Gavel. What is that for?
To bring to order.
So is that also a shard? Does that represent corporeal punishment? Or just it means to make noise? Just to make noise?
I don't know.
Mibes Eden. Mibes Eden. They banked to bring the court come to order. Quiet. You want to bring everyone to order. Okay, Eden is Mokim, is the name of a place. Kira Mokim. V'sham Higla Sancheirev B'nei Ochos. We find elsewhere that Sancheirev, he exiled the Jewish people. Shnemar Vayal Damesek. He took hold of the people and he sent them to Kira. Kol ha-puranus she-nisnabu nivye Yisrael lovay cherev al-umos nivim shohoyu koidim sancherev kuma yishaya v'omos nibu al-cherev sancherev. He's telling us a rule here. V'yirmya v'yicheskel nibu al-cherev nivucha netzai. Rashi over here is throwing in a very important yisoid, and that is all of the prophets who lived before the time of Sancheirev, whenever they gave over a message of Churban will come to the world by a power, they were always referring to Sancheirev. Sancheirev Melech Ashur, who conquered pretty much the entire world. And any Navi who lived after Sancheirev and gave over a prophecy of Churban by a power, they are referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so these are the two tekufas. The world before Sancheirev and the world after Sancheirev. So Yeshaya was before. He says explicitly. No, Yeshaya was really both. Yeshaya spanned both. Yeshaya, he saw it. He saw it happen. But Yeshaya, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the details. You're right. We have to analyze this in more detail. But this is what Rashi says. One more time, these very powerful words. Rashi says, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of the right side of the column, page 270. Kol hapuranus, all forms of punishment. Shenisnabuk. And it's not about Yimos HaMashiach. We're talking about here punishment that will come upon the Umay Soilam. We're now referring to punishment or good events or bad events.
What? Tomorrow is about Messiah.
Who? Yeshaya.
After something.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the details. I don't know the words of Rashi. I guess it's, maybe there are exceptions, but generally, kol ha-pur'onos shenisnabu Nevi'e Yisrael lovei cheref alhu. Most any time a prophet from the Jewish people gave over a message regarding Churban, destruction that will come upon the nations of the world, who will be the person that will bring this punishment? So it depends on the time period of the Navi. Nevi'im shahayu koidem sancheref, namely, kigon Yeshaya, the Omois, Nibu, they were referring specifically to sancheref melech Ashur. Nibu al cheref sancheref. The Yirmiyah, the Yecheskel, who lived way after Sancheriv, they were referring to Nebuchadnezzar, Nibu al Cherev Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, that concludes the Rashi. Let's see
what we get. It's only talking about some of their Nebuah. It's not precluding them from the far future
Nebuah. It's a general rule. A general rule. Ein hochinan. Radak. Paseke. Vishavarti shloyat silua dal sosechu uvrichecha. I will break the bar. The bar here refers, it's a metaphor for their defenses. They'll be unable to protect themselves.
Because, like the gate.
The gate, right. So it's a very common metaphor. The bar which protects the door from entry. Very common metaphor. Bikas oven, he, ir gedola, this is a very large city by Aram. The chain base Eden. The Avoki Shedamesek Hoysa Yerusha Mimalche David is asking a question. What about Damesek? Damesek was an inheritance Mimalche David. Shehoysa Rosh Hamamlocha. Base Eden Gamkein Hoysa Moshav Hamalochim. Even though we know that from David's time that all of the action took place in Damesek, the capital, here we learn that there were other states, other cities in Aram, Syria, that were also significant, and namely these base Oven and Eden, base Eden. Lefich Omar v'somech shevet mi base Eden, ki somech shevet, those who hold the rod, hu hamelech, k'mo lo yosu shem Yehuda, ki minik hamelech lo yosu shevet biyodo, it's the minik of the king to hold in his hand a scepter, like you mentioned. Tomek, hu simen shu roideh ba'om, he rules over the people. This week's parasha, urdu v'dgas hayam, and this week's parash, in the first aliyah, it says multiple times the word uridu is to have power. Exactly what he said. Good. Okay, next. Kira, el kir to a city. They will be exiled. So he's telling us a little bit more about that Sancheriv exiled the inhabitants of Aram to Ashur. And the word Kira is a city in Ashur. Okay, that's the
city.
What?
Kira.
Literally, it means a city, but it was also called.
No, Kira means Kir.
That's one interpretation. El Kir. And then he says, Vuhu Kir, Vuhu Shem Ir Be'eretz Ashur. Even though the word Kir literally means a city, but it was also the name of a city.
Like New City.
New City. Or they have like the school. I think Columbia has a school. They have a psychology, it's called the New School. It's a school.
No, it's not. Not it's Columbia. Not Columbia. It's a separate.
I went there. School.
You went there?
School. I did.
Oh, so who's the under?
It's,
under,
a, it's an independent.
The private school.
It's not part of. It's not part of Columbia?
No, it was founded during the war. After escaping the war.
Okay.
Is a place to be.
Okay, it's the same idea. The word literally means a city, but here it's being used as a noun. It's being used as, that is the name of the city. Next, let's go to the Malbim. The Malbim, Pasikez, Shor Malbim, Vishavarti, Briach Damesek, Briach Shal Mitzahir. Okay, the fortifications, Vachach, Vichrati, Yoshe, Mibbikas Oven, Shal Yusav Damesek, those who live in the surrounding suburbs. And then I will cut down this Soymech, Shevet, Mibes Eden. So tachas malchus aram. Over here, he's saying something a little different than the Radak. And he's telling us is that Aram wasn't just one nation. There were affiliate nations. Aram may have been the most significant, but there was like a sister state. And that's why we are mentioning here the malchus of other states. The gam heim yiglu im aram kira hagam shahoyah shevet b'fnei atzmo. Even though they're their own shevet. Now he seems to say the Malbim, the word shevet does not mean like everyone went out of their way to express a rod, a symbol of power, but rather shevet means a tribe. Okay, so what is the precise meaning of the word shevet? Does it mean power, or does it mean a community,
it means
a city?
Both, obviously.
It means both. So what is the perish hamilos in this pasuk? We see here a difference of opinion between, on one hand, Rashi, Mitsudos, Radak, they learn it to mean power, that Aram is one country only, and in this one country there are different degrees of power, and we're describing one level with the word Shevet. But on the other hand, the Malam seems to be saying this, no, that Aram is not one state. There are at least two states within this region, and they're related to each other. They're sister states, and the Shevet, this place called Beis Eden, is a Shevet, is an offshoot, is a independent colony of Damesek, and they also will go into exile. Sheyesh Shevet bifnei atzmai, ba'oven sheyidmu ki choyli misukon shehacholas mashil min aleif, asher mimenu toitzos chayim u'mispashit el kol ivrei hagevia. It spreads to the body. So the center of activity in this region was Aram, and once it became corrupt and was slated for Horban, so its affiliates as well were corrupt and were slated for destruction. Now let's in Mamore Chazal. Okay, no, let's go to the next one. Now we go to the next prophecy. Okay, so we've now concluded pretty much the sugya of the Khorban of Aram, what we call today Syria. Okay, the region of what's known today as Syria, and its capital is the same today, Damascus, Damesek, and there are other areas, it seems, called Beis Eden. There's a place called Bikas Oven, and they fled to Ashur, to a city in Ashur called Kira. All of this was done in response, we learned yesterday in detail over the last 2 days, to their sins. What was their sin? The main sin, Lamaskana, the main sin was either they tortured Klal Yisrael. They did not just wage war against us for no good reason. They tortured us. That was above, beyond what was acceptable. And the other interpretation was that Klal Yisrael, when they were seeking refuge from Edoim, either that means in the past or maybe it means in the future, whatever all of this prophecy refers to, they did not grant us visas to escape, did not grant us shelter when we attempted to flee from our enemy. And that all is in addition to the other sins they've committed, of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shfichas Damim, or waging war against Klal Yisrael. And the day of reckoning has come or will come upon Aram, and they will be obliterated, as it mentions here in Pasuk Hey, 4 different degrees of Chorban. Obviously, each one is unique, and it's yet to be understood what is the depth of these 4 different degrees of Chorban that will come upon them. There's the Buriach, the defenses. There is the inhabitants of Bikas Oven. There is the Chorban of those who hold the authority in Beis Eden, or it means those who live in the suburb of Beis Eden. And then there is this another degree of punishment where the people will be forced to flee to a place called Kira, which according to the Malbum is located in Ashur. Pasuk Vav. Koyem Hashem al shloisha pishe Aza. Now we go to another nation. Now we're going down south. Until now we've been discussing, we learned yesterday that we're discussing Aram. Aram is the east. The east of Eretz Yisrael, the east. Now we're going clockwise. We're going down south to Aza. The Al, so there are 3 sins of Aza. V'al arba'oloi ashiven. We have all of the perushim that we learned the last 2 days. Is that for 3 sins, Hashem says, it's okay. I will forgive you. I will not intervene. But once you come to the level of 4, that's already, you've gone across the red line. And what is their particular sin? Al hagloisam golus shlema lahaskir le'edayim. In regard to causing the Jews to go into a complete golus, in that they are locked into Edayim. It's a very frightening pasuk to say the word golus shlema. We always speak about the four shlemas. A refuah shlema, a geula shlema, a emunah shlema, and what was the fourth shlema? Refuah shlema, emunah shlema, geula shlema. No, there's one. There are 4 shlemas. Torah, no, there's, yeah, no, I think something else. No, say Torah shlema. In the Nusach HaTzilah, in the Nusach HaTzilah, 4 times do we mention shlema.
Refuah
shlema. Ani mamim be'emunah, that was it. Ani mamim be'emunah shlema. Emunah. Okay, refuah shlema. And then we said,
Geula
Shlema. We already said, what's weird? Where do we say Geula Shlema? Geula Shlema. Geula Shlema. Birch Sachaydesh. Okay, Geula Shlema. And the fourth one was, we mentioned, we just said it before.
Torah Shlema.
No, not Torah Shlema. There's a fourth Shlema. Emuna Shlema, Geula Shlema, Refuah Shlema. It will come to us in a few moments. Here, we're learning about a very frightening expression called Golos Shlema. That's very, very frightening. The Torah does not mince words. An extra word, Shlema, obviously, there's something frightening. Lahaskir le'edayim, this that Aza forced us to be locked into the nation of Edom. Let's take a look at Pasuk Vav in the Mitzudos David on page 271. Al hagloisam, ki bizman churban bayis hasheni. Okay, so we see over here. Okay. We see over here in the Mitzudos David, we have over here a reference, a prophecy regarding the Bayis Sheni. Why is the Mitzudos David jumping to the Bayis Sheni? Because obviously we're mentioning Edoim. Edoim, Golus Edoim, was the time of the Bayis Sheni. Now that's not 100% accurate, because we know in Sefer Melachim that David waged war against Edoim even before the Bayis Rishon. Maybe the reason why Amos came much after David, so it's not you cannot say that Amos was referring to the past, but maybe I don't know Melachim inside out, but maybe there were still some wars that took place during the time of the Nevi'im Achrayim, during the time of the Bayis Rishon, that involved Edom, and Aza was instrumental in causing us to be delivered into their hands. On the other hand, it does say the word Shlema. We don't find in Masech Melachim that the Jewish people went into a Golos Shlema, into Edom. We only find the Golos Shlema of Edom from the Nebuchadnezzar in the Bayis Sheni. Okay, but in any event, the Mitzudas David, obviously notice over here that this is... What? Well, of course, the Bayis, that Nebuchadnezzar is Edom. I meant to say Rome. Nebuchadnezzar is Bavel. Bayis Sheni is Rome. Rome is, without question, Edom. A Golos Shlema. Let's see.
Today.
Oh, so you want to say this referring to what's happening today? Let's see. Al hagloisam ki bizman churban bayis hasheni al yidei roima shu edom baruchu, during the time of the bayis hasheni al yidei roima, when Rome shu edom baruchu kitzasam yishol derech eretz pelishtim usifasum b'nei aza umisarum b'yad ho'yev. He's giving us a historical piece of information. I don't know if it's documented anywhere else. We have to study all the sources. But it says that during the time of Titois and Nevuzaradan, during the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Jews fled to Aza. And what happened? The people in Aza, the Plishtim, they captured the refugees and they delivered them into the hands of the Romans. And that is viewed to be a treacherous act of evil. And for this, they will be obliterated. V'zesh amar al hagloisam, ritzon lomar al shehiglu es Yisrael, golus shleimo. Ish loy nedar. What does it mean, shleimo? According to the parish of the Mitzudos, there was not one survivor. No one was able to escape. V'zeh b'masha tifasum. Why not? Because the people of Gaza, the Pelishtim, they seized, they took, they searched out for any refugees. Lehaskir, to deliver them le'edoim. Now it is very interesting is that we do know, okay, I don't know the history too well, but we do know that the Pelishtim, they cease to exist. We know that's on record, is that they are a bit off the map. Now when did that happen though? When did it happen, the Pelishtim, that we know? I think it was earlier though, was it not? He's saying over here that there was still some Pelishtim left over, the real Pelishtim left over living in Gaza at the time of the Bayis Sheni, who are guilty of the crime of delivering the refugees to Edom, and for that they will be punished. Now you mentioned over about today's time. It's not something to be ignored, okay, even though there are no Pelishtim as we know of, biological Pelishtim living in Gaza.
Palestine,
right, so that's the word they've taken for themselves, but it's a given. It is a given that they are not biological descendants right. of the original Pelishtim. Mix everyone up, but you're saying something very. You're saying something very fast because look, you cannot ignore the fact that one of the major events of modern times, contemporary times. Of an Eretz Yisrael, which really changed everything in so many ways, was the expulsion. I don't want you all these different terms. Everyone has a different term for it. Of when the Jews, Sharon, told the people, "Get out. We're giving back Gaza to the Palestinians. We're giving it back." I mean, I don't have to tell you. You all remember what went on, and the ramifications, the consequences are still with us, ad hayoyim hazeh, in so many dimensions. In my mind, the most significant thing about the entire event was the government, in the eyes of the people who lived there, and in the eyes of many people even in the world, betrayed the people, because they told them, settle in Gaza, and we got your back. Settle there. And whatever will be, but we're not going to give it back. Maybe one day we'll allow Gaza to be the property of the Palestinians, of the Arabs, but you'll still be allowed to live there. It'll still be a place where, you know, where you can call it your home. And by being there, you will be a source of protection. If there's a Jewish settlement in this location, this will put our enemies in their place, and it will be a buffer, it will be a source of protection for the entire Eretz Yisrael. And the people believed in their leaders. They believed in their leaders, and then their leaders betrayed them. And how many years later, they said, you know what, we changed our minds. And that's a very tough pill to swallow. Okay, and ad hayom hazeh, people do not have trust in the government. When the government tells you, do something, we got your back, have faith in us, we've lost trust. Just like the government was willing to give back Gaza entirely to the Palestinians and the Arabs. And is it good or bad? No one really knows. I mean, we don't really know as far as security is concerned. Like, I mean, I know my parents had friends on the Lower East Side who had children in the army in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And I remember she was telling her mother is that, like, she is so happy they're giving back Gaza. There's one person, I know there are 100 opinions, and whatever you'll say, someone will shoot you down, but she was telling my mother that she literally cannot sleep at night because her child is 18 years old, and they send him on guard duty, whatever, and they very often sent him to Gaza. And she cannot sleep at night worried if he'll make it through the night. And and now that he doesn't have to go there anymore, they're out of there, I don't know if she can sleep, but in her mind, at least my son is not in a danger zone. Now, an excuse for the whole Klal Yisrael? I mean, look at us. We're spoiled over here in America.
We're in the danger zone in Sderot.
Another place, you're right. So the other place, so now they're shooting missiles into Sderot, into all the... You're right. Who? No one knows. Who is anyone what to say? But put that all aside. But in my mind is, it was betrayal. I still feel that way. Is that you're right. Maybe it is a good thing to do. Maybe it's not a good thing to do. And the truth is, no one can know what would have been had they not done this. You can darsh all you want. No one really knows how things would play out. But one thing is for sure. The government lost their trust. There's no question. The government will tell you, go live now in the West Bank, go do this, go do that. We trust you. Just like you did this to us. What's going to be next? We'll go, we'll invest our whole lives in building up a certain area of the country, and tomorrow you'll say, get lost, get out of there.
Give it back.
That's very damaging. Yeah.
Well, say, Shalom Shek, in the Sinai, that was before the...
Exactly, the Sinai was even worse. That was even worse, probably. It was before my time. It was before my time, but what I've read, it sounded like that was much worse. Much worse than what happened in Gaza. Is that true? It was what?
Yeah, but some
semblance of... All right, whatever it is. Okay. This is all Dvarim Ha'imdim B'ruma Shalom. Now, why did this happen? Now, if you remember why this happened, an enormous pressure from the United States. Enormous pressure, the peace process, which is orchestrated by the West. And who is the superpower of the West? Edoim! No, you're not going to go stay over here, because you really mentioned this, is that prophecies, it's not just what happened in the time of the Bayis Sheni. Nevuah repeats itself. Yeah?
The way we think of this country as being split in one side, you know, extreme versus the other, that's how it was in that time. It was decided by couple of guys being bribed, and that's how divided the country was.
But the bottom line is the peace process since Oslo is there's enormous pressure from the West to do something, and who is the West? The West is Edom, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
Whether you want to go say it's the European nations, or you want to say it's the United States, it's Edom, and Edom is forcing Eretz Yisrael to do things that they would otherwise not do.
Until now.
Well, we hope. We don't know. I mean, Trump, you know, okay, let's hope everything should be good. We don't know, but there's no doubt about it. So the Golo Shalema is Edom. And who is the one that's stirring the pot? Gaza.
It's always been a
hotbed.
A place of
trouble, always, from the time of Shimshon. Go back to Shimshon. Day one, it's in a place, Lishu'oscha kivisi Hashem. Right? Isn't that what it says? Yaakov Avinu, from the time of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu saw Shimshon. What did he see in Shimshon? He saw his whole life. And what is Shimshon all about? Gaza. Shimshon is Gaza. And what did Yaakov say? What was his last part? Lishu'oscha kivisi Hashem. For your salvation, I yearn Hashem. This is really trouble. Big, big trouble for Klal Yisrael. What's going to be over here? So it's fascinating is that, you know, history repeats itself. History repeats itself. And you have over here this mention over here of Gaza in relation to Edom. And in our lifetimes, we've definitely seen a token fulfillment of at least these players coming together to cause us trouble.
Can I just add something? Maybe it's a little bit off the point, but you see very, very little retribution during the Holocaust for the Nazis, very, very little. You know, a handful of them were hung, and here and there and but I mean, nothing. You know, everything just was washed away.
That was the reason for the Nazi hunters. They said that nothing was getting done, and so they decided to take care of business on their own.
Mayor told me, Mayor Appeldorf told me something very, very fascinating. Okay, you have to have a chapter and verse to prove his point. He says, they got Eichmann. Right. Eichmann, right. They got it. It was a celebrated trial. They killed him. They had, they could have easily, it seems, gone after many, many more many big Nazis. And they chose, but doing that big, major, they chose not. Why? Because they just, it's, there's no end to it. You're going to go after everyone, after every single, there's no end to it. And also, the nation, Klal Yisrael, will be viewed in the world as a bloodthirsty nation. But to do nothing is also not, is also, what are we, chopped liver? What?
They show that they killed many, not that many, but they killed many Shtilei.
Quietly, okay.
Quietly, and quietly. They just left bodies in places with notes who they really were. They stuffed them in a trunk.
Okay.
And they would find the body.
And some things were done by vigilantes. Some of these things were done by people, private people, vigilantes. They went out on their own. They weren't even authorized to do this. They just, some Israelis, they went out to Argentina. They found who they wanted and they on their own. But the government, he told me, is a very profound thing, is that we're not here in this world to go behave like the goyim. Bloodthirsty. Hashem is the judge. The Ribbono Shel Olam will bring all of our enemies to Mishpat. But we can't let the world just step on us. One example is enough. We got Eichmann, we made an example. Atkan, it's not necessary to go and chop every single person. Anyway, what are you going to accomplish? What are you going to accomplish with this anyway? Hashem ultimately is the judge. So one example was enough. That's what our mayor told me. Our mayor, you have a source for this?
Yeah.
It changed my whole way of thinking.
They complained. They said that instead of going after Nazis, they're going after Yosef Shuma.
They spent all their resources on him. Okay.
And look what Golda Meir did also. She did with the Munich massacre. She went after everyone.
Okay, that's a little bit different, though.
Like a mama.
Okay, but that's a little bit different. That was
vicious.
Okay, but it's not the Holocaust. That wasn't the Holocaust. The Holocaust is so big, you can't even compare.
The Olympics, peaceful.
No, you can't compare the Olympics, the massive.
I'm being
sarcastic. Right, you see what I'm saying? The Holocaust was the league by itself. It's a very interesting idea. One example is enough to show the world. And Adarabba, it's not lefi kavoy, our honor, to go chap every yukol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge them. Eichmann, he didn't get his judgment in this world. There's nothing to talk about. It's all in Shemayim. Okay, so let's not go further. Let's go further here. Let's go to the Malbum. We go to the Malbum. The Rashi. Let's go to the Rashi. Rashi Pasik Vav. Kol Aza. Miplishtim hoisa, as this is the plishtim golus shleima golus Yisrael, shadehei golus shleima shlo yimolait ish, the golus of the Jewish people when they fled from Edom, no survivors. Shahayu omdim al hadrochim v'tzayvsim hanim lotim, the plishtim, they stood on the roads and they chapped anyone that escaped umaskidim osam, and they delivered them over to the Edom. Then also anshei tzor. V'chein liarba ruches b'churban b'yisheni k'mosh meforesh b'agodas hazinu. Okay, so over here Rashi is quoting from the Divrei Agoda that we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday on page 268 we went through Mila b'Mila this Agoda, and that in the time of the Churban b'yisheni the Jewish people tried to flee all four directions, and each of the directions the nations of the world, those that were on the boundaries, they stood there. And they did not allow any refugees to come into their country. And anyone that illegally entered was captured and delivered to Edom. Aza min Adoraim, Tsar min Atzofoin, Damesek min Hamizrach, and Arviyim min Hamarav. The Arviyim, who are they? The Arabs, they're on the west, not clear who they are. Shenemar, Masa Barav, Bayar, in the forest, Barav, Tolinu. In Araf, Tolinu, we put our expectation that we can be saved, and they came along and betrayed us and delivered us back to our enemy. Let's see the Radak. Radak Pasik Vav, Kareem Hashem, Al Haglesem, Golos Shlemo, Lahaske, El Edoim. Abru, Ki Zais HaNevod, Nibay Al Chom, Mayashani, Ki Aplaitim, Migolos, Titus, they were survivors. They were refugees from Titus. Vahoyu, Borchim, Derech, Eretz, Polishtim, Shehi, Smuchel, Eretz, Yisrael. They captured them and they delivered them to Edom. Kititos u'machaneu adoimim hoyu rubam. That Titus, the Bayesheni, was destroyed by Edom. V'zeu golos shalema. Shlo nishara pleita lachem shlo golos. There was not even one survivor. Ki b'chum nabai shuishan lo re'inu zeh. He's making a very powerful point, a very important point. Very powerful, that is the fundamental difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. The Churban Bayis Rishon, there were survivors. The Bayis Sheni, Shalom Aleichem. The Bayis Sheni, there were no survivors. There was no survivors in the Bayis Sheni. The Zohar Azav, the Ashdod, the Ashkelon, the Ekron, the Zohar Gas, that we have yet to go read the Pesukim, what's going to happen to them. And when we read the Pesukim, what's going to happen, we're going to mention all of the major cities. All of the major cities of Aza, but there's one city that is absent, and that is Gas. Gas was the capital of Aza. It is found very often in Sefer Shmuel. David was obsessed with Gas. Gas was the place. The Amar Kirub, we don't mention Gas. Why not? Because it appears that Gas, at this point in time, was already under the authority of Yehuda. Gas, at this point in time, the Churban Bayis Sheni was no longer a player. In the time of David, going back 800 years, Gas was part of Plishtim. It was their territory. But at the time of the Bayis Sheni, the Churban Bayis Sheni, already a lot has transpired. Gas was no longer a city that was part of Aza. It was the property of Klal Yisrael, whatever this means, and that's why it's not mentioned. The Amar Kirub Lo Shavu L'Das Yisrael, it says there that most of the people who lived, it seems like the Plishtim in Gas, they became Gerim, it seems. That's what it says. V'asher lo yishavu aleihem ne'amar, v'avdu sheiris Plishtim, those that did not return to Das Yisrael, they were destroyed. Okay, very mystical what he means here. I don't really know. There's something over here, a lot more going on over here that has to be understood. Let's look at the Malbim. Pasuk Vav, Koyama Hashem, Ato Nibe Al Plishim Shal Yishchin Eretz Yishol B'Marov. Okay, now he says over here, this is something which over here appears to be a contradiction. Over here he says that the Plishtim is not on the south, like everyone else says. He says they're in the west. Okay,
yeah, that's southwest, right?
Okay, but we just said south. We said that the west was for Arav, the Arviyim. Okay, there seems to be some disagreement. Al Shloisha Pishay Aza Shahim Avodazara Gilarai Shukhastam Shayabiyadam. Hashem says, I will forgive you for the big three, but the Al Arba'ah, for the fourth sin, I will not forgive you. And what was the fourth sin? And what is it? Al Hagalaisam Gola Shlema Lahaskir La Edam Shabes Shukhubin Ha'aman Edam Alaperik Lahakris Es Pilatov Kamashakasa Bivadio. The Ram Baruch Litzad Marov. Derech Eretz Polishim v'chem iskiro esam liyad ha'adoimim shahayu shehem misarum el ha'oyev kidei shiyah ha'golos golos shleima shleima le'ish. Eretz ki koroifu.
Yeah, why? Because Polishim was to the
close.
They were, yeah, but they were to the west.
Aha.
The truth is that in the south was
Egypt. Egypt is in the west. Is the southwest.
Yeah,
east or southwest,
south
yeah.
South of Eretz Yisrael is really Edom.
Southeast.
Southeast is Edom, right?
Or at least south. Anyway.
Okay, all right, whatever it is. So whatever it is, okay, we don't have to go with the geography. Whatever it is, Eretz Plishtim is in the south, the southwest. You're saying correct, because since Egypt is in the south, Egypt is in the southwest, and they left Egypt, so they were in the west. And they're going into Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, the obvious choice was to go Derech Eretz Pelishtim, which is in the southwest. So it's west. It is west. And he was saying that when they tried to escape, they did not. They delivered them to their enemies. Okay, that concludes. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Zayin. Now let's describe the punishment. What will be the punishment of Aza? V'shilachti esh b'chemas Aza, Hashem says, I will send forth a fire in the walls of Aza, v'yochla armin osecha, and it will consume their palaces. Pasaches, few pesukim together, v'chrat yoshev me'ashtoid, those living in Ashtoid will be destroyed. We're going to repeat with v'chrat, I will cut down the semech shevet me'ashkeloin, those that live in Ashkeloin, the authority in Ashkeloin, or it means the tribe of Ashkeloin, v'hashi voisi yodi al Akron, I will return my hand, I will extend my hand to destroy Akron, v'yavdu sheris pelishtim, Omar Hashem Elohim. That concludes the Churban of Aza. Let's see Zayin and Ches in the Mitzudos. Zayin says, it says Pasuk Zayin, There is no Zion, believe it or not. Pasuk Ches, V'hashiv Oisi, Ritzon Eloimar, Akev Yashiv Yodi Lakos Oy. The word V'hashiv Oisi means to return. What does it mean in this context? It means I will punish them multiple times. It will not just be one strike. There will be multiple strikes against them. V'avdu Sheiris, V'tzor Eloimar, Af Sheiris, Molo Yishonihem. There will be nothing left from them whatsoever, and we know that has been fulfilled. Rashi, Pasuk Zayin. Rashi says, about Pasuk Ches, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Ekron, Sarne, Pelishtim, Hem. These were the leaders, and I guess these different cities were named after the founders of the Pelishtim. Vashivos Yodi, Ake, Ve'eshne, like in the Metzudas, I will do this, I will punish them multiple times. Let's see the Radak. V'shilachti v'vorhu itself understood v'chrati v'hashivos tzidik yachas sheyichlu azov yashad v'eshkloin oydoshav yodi alakroin l'hashchitzo bo yoivdu sheris plishim yovdu sheris yovdu alprat v'sheris alaklal. There'll be nothing left over whatsoever. Malbum pasuk zayin ches v'shilachti eish b'chem azah his batzra b'chem b'tzura. Azah had a very strong wall. V'nichbashu hachoyma, the wall was conquered. And the city was torched. Gas is not part of this, we mentioned before, not part of the calculation. Okay, so that concludes the story of Aza. Pasuk Tes. Going on to the next nation. Koyam Hashem. Al Shloisha Pishet Sor. Tyre. V'al arba'o lo yashivenu. Same sugya. Al haskiram golos shleima. Same expression. Golos shleima le'edim. V'lo zochru bris. Now here we have another sin. Tzor is guilty for not keeping the covenant. With who? With Shlomo HaMelech. Chiram, Melech Tzor, participated. Tzor participated in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a treaty with them. They did not remember the bris, the covenant of brothers. Let's see. Next, V'shilach, the Eish B'chem HaTzor, V'yochla, Aramin O'Yisecha. Mitzudos started these two psukim pasuk tes. Mitzudos begins on the next page. On page 273. Al Haskim, what was their sin? Al Shei Moshu Le'edem Es HaB'orchem Yisrael Liyos Golo Shlema K'derech Hashasa Aza. That's the sin we had before. Now here's the new part. The loizachu anshei tzor loizachu bris ha'achva shoyelchem im Yisrael. Who are we referring to? The chiram melech tzor kora l'shlomo och. Why is he called the brother? If you would say Esav, Edom is our brother, you would understand. Because Esav and Yaakov indeed were brothers. If you would call Yishmael a brother, you also would understand. But why is tzor called the brother? He's not our brother. Chavivi, what? Chavivi. The answer is, it was an expression of love. That even though they were not biological brothers, Tzor called Shlomo his brother. Out of love, in the fact that he was able to participate in the building of the Bayis Rishon. Kumar Shenemar, Mo He'arim Ho'ele Asher Nosato Li Ochi. When he complained, even when he complained to him, he called him a brother. Isn't that amazing? Shlomo, what? They call who? Okay, but we're their cousins. We are their brothers. Going back to Yitzchak, whatever it is. But over here, Shlomo HaMelech hired Tzor and his craftsmen to build the Bayis Rishon. In payment, he gave him 20 cities. 20 cities. Tzor was not pleased. He surveyed the cities and he said to Shlomo, "My brother, What kind of payment is this? What kind of nonsense is this? This is how you pay me for my services?" Even when he was bitter that he has not been paid for his services, he still called Shlomo my brother. So that's what it means over here, the bris of the brothers. And what is their punishment? The punishment is they're going to be obliterated. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, V'lezach bris achim. Rashi says the same thing. Asher hoysa bein chiram ubein shloimoi shenemar vayichesu vris shenehem. They forged a covenant. Vayuhoyu korin ze lo ze achim. Mo Heorim ha'elu ha'ele asher nosata li ochi. Let's take a look at the Radak. Radak pasik tes. Kol yomar Hashem le'edem gam zebegolus bayisheni kitzor smucha gam kein le'eretz yishol levich omar al haskiram. V'le'zachur b'sachim heim yodu ki edem lo'in de'zachur ha'bris li'yishol haru'uya li'yos bein achim. Now here he has a whole new interpretation. He says that achim does not mean tzor. He doesn't go for this business that Shlomo HaMelech called, that Hiram called Shlomo my brother. He's referring to Edom. Edom is our brother. Edom is Esav, and Esav is the brother, the biological brother of Yaakov. So when it says over here, that Vlezachu Bris Achim, it means that Tzor recognized that the brothers are not keeping their covenant, that Esav is not behaving properly. Esav is now coming to destroy Klal Yisrael, and what should be the reaction? Now there was a bris. What was the bris? The bris was Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak says Hakol Kol Yah. He says V'Hoya Kasher Torid Uforakto Ulo Me'al Tzavarecha. Is that you will have the permission to conquer the Jewish people if the Jewish people remove the yoke of heaven from upon them. So there's a bris. Yitzchak Avinu told Esav, Esav, don't you dare interfere, touch, harm, oppress the Jewish people as long as they are with the program, as we say. From the perspective of that, this is a very deep idea I'm trying to present to you here, and that is, from the perspective of Esav, Klal Yisrael was still with the program at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. From Hashem's perspective, we were not. Okay, there are different levels of judgment. From the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view, Klal Yisrael were not behaving, and they deserved punishment. But from the perspective of Edom, of Edom, listen, the Jews, they have a Beis HaMikdash, they bring korbanos, they're observing the mitzvahs to some degree. You'll tell me they're doing avodah zara on the side? No, I mean, the Bayis Sheni, there was no avodah zara. They're sinas chinam. No, not so bad. You can't compare what it says in the Atet to what goes on in the New York Times. Right? You can't compare what you have in the Jewish press to the Wall Street Journal. Their level of sinas chinam, it's not good, but it's nothing near the degree of what the goyim do. So from the perspective of Edom, they are still in the category of people who are observant. And thus, there is a bris in force that does not permit Edom to bring harm upon the Jewish people. Therefore, any observer should be a referee and should say, Edom, what are you doing? What are you coming here? Titois, what are you coming here to go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Don't you know that your great-great-great-grandfather, Yitzchak told you that V'hoya kasher torid, Ufarakta ulo me'al tzavarecha. Only when the Jews falter do you have permission to remove the yoke, to take them down. The Jews, from your perspective, have not faltered. They're still going strong. So therefore, what are you doing? Leave them alone. Tzor did not remember that there is a bris, and the Jews have not at this point, violated the bris. But instead, Tzor, in their corrupt mind, feels that the Jews have violated the covenant, and therefore we're now on the team of Edom, and if a Jew tries to escape the Churban, we are going to deliver that Jew into the hands of the enemy. So the Radak is taking the Pasuk V'loi Zochru Bris Achim and is telling us the Achim here is Edom and Yisrael, and Tsar is the one who has been guilty of not recognizing that there's a bris between Esav and Yaakov, where Esav is not allowed to cause harm to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if you see someone causing harm to his brother, you have a duty to interfere and break up the fight. And instead of doing just that, you are adding fuel to the fire by capturing all of the refugees and delivering them back to Edom. Let's see the words of the Radak inside. I'm sorry, go further. The bris, lezachar, ha'im yadu ki edem lezachar ha'bris. They knew ki edem lezachar ha'bris liyisrael haru elohem liyos ben achim v'ayu achzom liyisrael v'heim hiskiram biyadam v'yisrael v'edoim. They're the brothers, not like the Mitzudas and Rashi. V'chein shalach Moshe l'melech edoim k'amar achicha yis. Where do we find that even today's day and age, Edoim is still called our brothers? Moshe Rabbeinu sent a message to the king of Edoim, koi omar, Achicha Yisrael, the Yesh Meforshim, and then he cites the parish of Rashi and the Mitzudos. Achim means Shalomai v'chiram, Melech Tzor Shalai Bris Beinehem. Okay, so that concludes Radak, the Malbum. Almost finished with the prophecy. The Malbum writes here, Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud, Koyim Hashem Yinabi Al Tzor, Al Hiskidam Galosh Lema Ledon Yishay Shal Batchu Al Bris Shalai Letzorim Yisrael. Bimei David Ushlomo, Baruch Hu Letzar. According to the Malbum, the word Achim refers to what? It refers to Tzar. Chira Melech Tzar. Vehim Iskira, they betrayed the Jewish people, Oysam Liyad Adonim. Hagam Shlo Higlu Oysam Be'atzim Kaplishtim. So here he writes over here, he's picking up over here on a fine point, a very interesting fine point. The expression used by Tzar is not the expression used by the Plishtim. What does it say? What does it say by this pasuk Yud? That's a very interesting point he's making. What does it say in this pasuk? Al hasgiram golosh shlema. What does it say by Edom, by Aza? It says lehaskir leEdom. You see the difference? Look at the difference between pasuk Vav and pasuk Yud. In Aza, it says lehaskir. Lehaskir is an active verb. They picked them up.
They rounded them up.
They went on a search with their helicopters and their special forces to seek out all of the refugees. That's Aza. That's an extra dosage of wickedness. However, in regard to Tsar, it doesn't say that. It says Al Haskiram, in regard to delivering them, which basically means they just imprisoned them. They didn't actively give them over. When Edom came to Tsar, do you have anyone in you? Can you give us the location of where the Jews are hiding? Can you give us all the names, the database of where all the Jews are? Okay, you know, we'll walk out of the room and you can look through the files, you'll find it on your own. They didn't openly give them over, hand them over, but they turned the other way and allowed Edom to capture them. So it was not with the same degree of wickedness. It's a very important point the Malam is making. It was not the same degree, but nevertheless they were guilty. Therefore, and Hefech Hazor lo sasku Eved al-Adonav, do not give over a slave to his master. But on the other hand, there is an element of evil. And that is, there was a covenant. You see, there's a Maila and a Chesar with Tsar. Tsar did not actively give over the Jewish people to Edom. But what was the Chesaron? They had a covenant. There was a treaty between Klal Yisrael and Tsar, they would be good to each other. So that demands of Tsar to protect the Jewish people. But with regard to Aza, there was no bris. There was no covenant between the two nations. So they can say, it's not our problem. It's not our fault. We do whatever we want. We never broke our... We didn't betray you. We didn't promise you anything. So if we want to give you over to the Edom, so we'll do what we want to do. It's an act of rishis, but it's not a violation of a treaty. So each one has a maila and a, actually each one has a chesaron and a major chesaron that are unique to each other. Edom, Tsar, had a bris, which they violated, but at least they did not actively give over the people to Edom. Aza acted cruelly by actively giving over the refugees to Edom, but at least they did not violate the covenant with the Jewish people that they would not do so. Tsar was destroyed twice. We learned all about this. Tsar was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar the first time and then was destroyed by Alexander the Great. Alexander Moikdoin, he destroyed from Macedonia. He went and destroyed. He destroyed Tsar a second time. And then there's a tradition that we learned that there was a tsunami, or there was a flood. And today it's buried. It was an island, and it's buried somewhere out there in the middle of the Mediterranean. And there are studies. There are different suggestions of where exactly it is. They have islands today that they know of that are buried in the Mediterranean. And some want to argue that one of those islands that we know about is indeed the ancient Tsar, the ancient Tyre that Chazal spoke about. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll stop next week with the Mamore Chazal.